Over 200 people gathered in a room in a small New England college town one Saturday afternoon, all gathered to be introduced to some ways that they might change. Prompted by the pull of hope and the push of psychic pain, oh, the leader strode across the stage, hands chopping at the air. At times he'd snap his glasses off or pull on his trimmed beard. The problem, he said, is the messages that we give ourselves each day that keep us feeling small or bad, keep getting in our way. Well, it could be that we tell ourselves big folks never cry, or that we'd fail at this or that if we were to try. Today right here we'll have a chance to learn a different tune. I'm going to try a little experiment right now in this room. I'm going to need a volunteer. 100 hands went up. Some waving, look at me, choose me, others steady like a rock. The leader slowly scanned the room and then his finger pointed to a man whose hand was halfway up, who looked a bit confused. Come on up, and what's your name? Arthur, he replied. Well, Arthur, what is it you'd like to change to make you happier in life? I want to be liked, and so I try to please everybody else. I think what I would really like is to try and please myself. Well, the leader looked at Arthur, and then he spoke these words. The next time you start to lose yourself to please others in this world, I want you to stop yourself and to yourself announce, Arthur, 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 it's what you think that counts. Now to help you hold this message, to let this seed take root, I'm gonna ask that everyone in here shout it out to you. And when you think you've got it, when you feel you've had enough, just give us some kind of sign, and then we'll know to stop. And so the chanting started, a steady booming sound. Arthur, 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 it's what you think that counts. And Arthur, he was standing with his back against the wall, eyes closed and smiling as the noise filled up the hall. And on that chant came, wave after crashing wave. And Arthur, he just stood there like he was being bathed. The second stretched to minutes, and still he stood his ground. Arthur, 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 it's what you think that counts. Well, the minutes were getting longer, there was no end, it seemed, till finally the leader made his move and intervened. Arthur, there's no doubt that you have watered this seed well. What was it like to stand here? We're all curious, do tell. Arthur's eyes were open, but they had a dreamy cast. And before he spoke a word, he gave a gentle laugh. His smile was beatific, as wide as smiles get. And finally he was ready, and this is what he said. Let me tell you that I loved it. Thank you all so very much. There was a point when I got worried. Were you bored with chanting stuff? But I stopped myself abruptly and to myself announced, Arthur, 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 it's what you think that counts.